to increase the economic well-being and quality of life of all stakeholders. Think on that. And you could apply that to any leader role. Now look what it required of me as a leader, as a parent, to increase the economic well-being. With my children, what would that mean? Make sure they get their education so that they've got some kind of profession and a livelihood opportunity. School. Make sure that that is really solid and related to the reality and quality of life. Now what? What do you do that in the business? Quality of life. What needs are being met by the business? At least to some degree. Economic, social, that is relationship, a sense of belonging, of teamwork. Psychological, that's one of the richest areas, so underdeveloped, in my opinion, by most. That's part of quality of life. Spiritual, sense of meaning, of purpose, that your life matters. Remember your purpose: to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. It's tremendous. And plus, it forces you to think short-term and long-term, because you can't get quality of life just by pushing for short-term bottom line. So it's a kind of frame of reference that could represent a mission statement for a principle-centered leader. The spirit of leaving a legacy is beautifully captured in this quote from George Bernard Shaw. It has always been an inspiration to me. Quote, "This is the true joy in life, being used for a purpose recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle to me. It is a sort of splendid torch which I've got a hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations."